From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Two giant hedge funds managed by Bear Stearns are near collapse today. They racked up big losses because they invested in risky mortgage-backed securities. And their lenders have reportedly started seizing some of their assets and selling them off. The problems at the funds are one more result of the meltdown in the subprime mortgage market. And the question a lot of people are asking today is whether the troubles will spread. NPR's Jim Zaroli has the story.
The hedge fund world can be murky and mysterious, and so when a particular fund gets into trouble, it can be hard for outsiders to know what's behind it. In this case, the funds were said to be big purchasers of mortgage-backed securities. Those are investments whose value is tied to mortgages, sometimes very risky ones. And to pay for those mortgages, the funds borrowed heavily. Together, they owed $9 billion to various lenders. Stephen Brown, professor of finance at New York University, says this kind of leverage is pretty common among hedge funds.
It's basically a magnification device. If they're confident that they can make money, then the amount of money they can make can be quite substantial.
But Brown says when their investments begin to tank,
they lose with the same speed.
That's what happened here. The funds were doing pretty well last year, but then in March they began to lose value. By the end of April, the bigger fund, which has the bulky name of the High-Grade Structured Credit Strategies Enhanced Leverage Fund, was down 23%, and it suspended redemptions, which meant investors couldn't get their money out. Bear Stearns tried to work out a restructuring plan, but the effort failed, and one of the lenders, Merrill Lynch, has taken steps to seize some of the fund's assets. This is not the first time that a hedge fund has been KO'd by troubles in the subprime market. Just last month, UBS shut down its Dillon Reed Capital Management Fund after similar losses. But financial consultant Janet Tavakoli says it's surprising that these troubles are cropping up at Bear Stearns.
The reason everyone is so interested in what's going on at Bear Stearns is that Bear Stearns is particularly expert in mortgage-backed securities. So for Bear Stearns now to be having liquidity issues is a bit of a surprise.
Tavakoli says there's a lesson in there for investors.
So if it can happen to Bear Stearns, it can happen to many other funds who have invested in these securities.
Tavakoli says one of the big problems with the kind of securities that Bear Stearns was investing in is they can be hard to value. They're complex, and their value shifts with the strength of the mortgage market. So it can be difficult for an investor to judge how well a fund is doing until it's too late. That raises questions about the underlying strength of other funds. NYU's Stephen Brown says he's not too worried about the problems widening.
Huge diversity of hedge funds and a huge diversity both in terms of the scale of the funds and in terms of the strategies they employ.
And Brown says the number of hedge funds that invest in these risky mortgage-backed securities is actually relatively small. Brown also says no one should waste any tears on the individual investors who lose money in the Bear Stearns funds. They tend to be very rich people who can absorb their losses. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.